It's day 72 of the Gulf oil disaster.
And now a hurricane is complicating the cleanup. Hurricane Alex became the first hurricane of the season last night.
Joining us now live from New Orleans with details, AP correspondent Jason Bronis. And Jason, again, Alex is not expected to pass over the spill, but it's turning up waves and winds that have sent many workers, I guess, to shore. Who exactly is impacted by the storm?
All the offshore cleanup operations. So all the skimmers, all of the vacuum boats, all of the boats assigned to pick up oil boom and replace it, and then all the boats that supply those boats with water, provisions, food, all of those boats stuck in harbor yesterday, stuck in harbor today, and as I look at the forecast, potentially tomorrow as well.
Yeah, but no concerns for the workers drilling the relief wells?
No, the equipment that's out at the relief well itself is designed to withstand the kind of weather we're experiencing right now.
Okay, people along the Gulf have been shouting about the lack of skimmers and other equipment to help in the cleanup. Now, is there any word on whether more of these things are on the way and why it's taken so long? I did hear that we are accepting more foreign aid.
In fact, the Taiwanese skimmer, they call it a whale skimmer, is supposed to arrive in the Gulf today. Now, that's obviously weather dependent. In the 70 some days since the explosion and the spill, that's the first time I've heard of the operations command taking direct foreign aid. But the specs on this boat are pretty impressive. It can skim and then suck up hundreds of barrels of oil at a pass. And again, that boat left Virginia. It's on its way into the Gulf. We're told it's supposed to arrive today, and we're all kind of interested to see that thing at work. And yes, as far as I know, that would be the first any kind of foreign aid in the sense that the boat is Taiwanese made.
Yeah. There's also been a lot of criticism about the use of dispersants, not only the issue of toxins, but a lot of people say the dispersants are simply hiding the oil below the surface, making it that much more difficult to clean up. Has the use of dispersants changed at all?
No, not at all. In fact, if anything, the use of dispersants remains consistent. And I think you raise an interesting point and a point that's probably going to be studied very closely by oceanographers and environmental experts as we continue to go through this. I can tell you that the dispersant has a very interesting effect on the oil itself. If you touch oil that has been mixed with this chemical dispersant, it doesn't have the consistency of the kind of oil that you'd put in your car. It's far more clumpy, and it's far stickier. And I've read quite a bit of analysis from oceanographers who've been out on the Gulf and claim that there are large patches of oil underneath the surface of the water that we can't see. It's very difficult to verify that kind of thing independently. But yeah, what's going on under the Gulf of Mexico in a say 50-mile radius around that wellhead is going to be very, very interesting to see how that plays out.
So what we're saying is if it was intended to make the oil evaporate, or if that was the plan, what's really happening is it's just making it heavier and it's sinking.
Potentially. I mean, I don't want to make a conclusion because I'm not a science expert.
But there are suggestions that, because I know that there are Europeans that are looking at this and saying this is the totally wrong way to go. So there are suggestions that BP did this on purpose because they will be fined based on the amount of oil that leaks out. And if you can't see the oil and you don't know how much is leaked out, then the fine may be smaller than it really should be.
Well, Penny, I certainly can't disagree with your assertion that there have been reports to that effect. The use of chemical dispersants has been very controversial from the very beginning. If you ask BP, the reason why we don't have more oil impacting our shorelines right now down here is because of the use of chemical dispersants. But at the same time, there is what seems to be a growing body of scientific evidence in a situation, by the way, which we've never really faced before, scientifically, that suggests that, yes, these dispersants are keeping the oil underwater where we can't really see it right now.
Quite an experiment going on. Well, we sure thank you for bringing us up to date. Hope to talk to you again soon. That is AP correspondent Jason Bronis.